Okay, we're going to do today Daf Lamed Dalet. Daf Lamed Dalet discusses a whole number of things. The first thing I want to speak about is the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that a person should ask his personal request only during the middle 13 or 14 brachos. The Gemara says the first three brachos are shvach, is like a servant who comes to his master, and the first thing he does is he praises his master. That's the first three brachos. Avos, Tchias Amesim, and Atah Kodesh. Then the middle 13 brachos we make our requests, and the last three brachos we give praise. We give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what it says in the Gemara. Diyamir Rabbi Chanina, Rishayna is the first three brachos. Doimel le'evet shemesader shevach lefnei rabbi. Emtzo iyos, the middle 13 brachos. Doimel le'evet shemevakish pras. He asks a portion. Pras means a portion from me rabbi. Achanoinois, the last three brachos, Domelevit Shekibo Pras, Mirabai, he accepted the pras, Venifta Vahilichlo, and now when he leaves, he departs, he says goodbye, and he basically thanks his master. Now, the problem is, two problems. Number one, in the last brachos, the first three brachos in Achanami, we don't really ask to make a request. The first three brachos. And we just praise Hashem. Go to Nusach. Some people want to turn them into requests, but they're not. They're really expressions of praise. Hashem is Sanech Noiflim, Reifichol, Matir Asurim. It's not necessarily proper to be Mavakish, B'machshava, when you say Reifichol, Hashem should give you Refuah. Chayra, it's only a place for Shevach. And the first bracha for sure, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei HaGadol, HaGibor, VeHanoreh, Elokei HaElyon, these are expressions of praise. Atah Kodesh certainly is expression of praise. Okay, but the last three brachos, there's no denying that we are making requests. Sim Shalom, set. Sim is a very heavy word. It doesn't just mean give. It means give. Place. Sim means put, set in place. It's even a more powerful word than tain. It's a heavy request. So what in the world is going on? What in the world, the Gemara explicitly says that you're not supposed to make a request during the last three brachos. So what's going on over here? Furthermore, we're coming to Yom Neram. What do we do during the Yom Neram? What are we doing the Aser Simei Tshuva? In the first three brachos, Zochreinu L'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim, V'chosveinu B'sefer HaChaim. We make requests. We make requests, Nichamocha, Afarachamim. And then certainly on the Yom Neram, very long, elaborate piyutim, V'chein tein pachtucha, Shem Elokeinu, Akol Ma'asecha, V'chein tein kovei la'amecha. We have all the V'cheins. We have, in the first three brachos, there's a very, very elaborate piyut that expands the first three brachos, which are filled with many, many requests. So how do we answer? The answer, so the question to deal with this, and the answer very simply, is that a request for the tzibur is not called a violation of an eved b'makabel b'mavakish. Only when you ask for yourself, for the yachid, or even if you ask for a group of people, but when you make a request for the klal Yisrael, for the world in general, that itself is a form of praise. To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire tzibur depends on you, even though it's in the form of a request, that itself is a form of praise. We acknowledge that we need you. In the middle 13 brachos, they're primarily their request for the individual. Of course, I mean, we say B'loshen Rabim, but we're asking for a group of individuals. Individual here, individual there. But the difference of the Shevach that we say, the request that we make in the first three brachos during the Yom Neram, Aser Simei Tshuva, and the request that we make in the last three brachos are different types of requests. A request for the klal. And a request for the klal is a form of praise to acknowledge that we indeed do need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea. There's a very interesting expression. The Gemara talks at the top of the page, Daf Lamed Aleph, about Ho'iver Lifnei HaTeva, a person who is passing before the box and he makes a mistake. Now, what does it mean you're passing before the box? It means you got the arm of Shliach Tzibur. Ho'iver Lifnei HaTeva. So a lot of the Farshim, they pick up on this expression, Ho'oiver lefnei ateva,
Over,
and, Over, oh, that's exactly what I'm coming to bring out. Oiver lefnei ateva. And sometimes Chazal used the word v'yoyret. I'll read you the Gemara. Turn up on oiver lefnei ateva. That whose oiver passes, tzorich l'sar. We have to refuse. Don't jump. Don't chap the amat. You prepare yourself. And you descend. And why do you descend? So simply it means that in ancient times the Amud was in a lower, it was in a pit. And once heard someone give a drasha, that doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that it was in a pit. It means that in ancient times the Batek Nisus were like theaters. Like a modern day theater where it's on a slope. So when you're going to the Teva, you're going downwards. Like we think today, there are some shuls that they build a little dungeon for the Shliach Tzibur. Right? I'm sure you've seen some of those shuls where mamash, there's a little hole. There's a little hole. The Shliach Tzibur goes down into the mimamakim kerasicha Hashem. Not necessarily what it means. Like a theater, so you can see what's taking place on the stage. All of the activity takes place in the front on the stage. So when you go to Tavin, Yeri Lefnei HaTev. The old Chaim Berlin used to have the whole Beit Medrash. Remember the old Chaim Berlin? The old Chaim Berlin Beit Medrash, the whole thing sloped down. Why did the old Chaim Berlin Beit Medrash? Was because they built it like that? No, because it used to be a movie theater. I'm not joking. And with a clock, Coney Island, where it is now?
Oh, I go back to Stone Avenue.
No, after Stone Avenue. A bank, oh, with why do you rob a bank? They asked the bankrupt. Why did you rob the bank? That's where the money is. Why is the yeshiva in the bank? That's where the money is. Okay, but Yori lefnei hateva. Let's go further. Hameven yavin. Okay. Now the parashim asked the question, why doesn't it say anywhere in Chazal, Oyla lifnei hateva? Oyla, you go up. See, I know, but put aside the answer of mimamakim. But isn't that a much more beautiful expression that you elevate yourself when you're serving as the Shliach Tzibur, you're Oyla? You elevate yourself? How come it never says that you're Oymed lifnei hateva? You're always only in Oyver, you're passing by. So what is the significance? So there are many answers. One answer is that it teaches us humility. A person should never consider himself when he serves the Shliach Tzibur, oh, a gedula, kavod, you're doing it for your own honor. A person, when he goes to daven for the Amun, he always has to humble himself. Always has to realize to be roy to daven for the Tzibur. You have to humble, yoyret. And don't consider your shtela to be permanent. There's nothing that's permanent in this world. Don't consider, oh, I got the amud, it's mine, and everyone else, get lost. You're never in a matzav of oymeit lifnei hateva. You're oyver. You're just a visitor. You're just passing through. Never take the amud begeder oymeit. Only take the amud begeder, I'm just a visitor for today. That's the frame of mind a person must be in when he davens. Other farshim go a little bit further and they say that we learn many of the halachas of Shliach Tzibur. It's a very beautiful idea. We learn the halachas of Shliach Tzibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael did the worship of the eagle and Moshe went to Shemayim for 40 days to Mevakesh Kapara, so it says there Vayavar Hashem al Ponav Vayikra. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Harachmen. At that point, Vayavar Hashem al Ponov Chazal Darshin Nisatef Kishliach Tzibur. Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to serve as a Shliach Tzibur, and one of the techniques, one of the characteristics of being a Shliach Tzibur, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he dressed himself, he enveloped himself in a talis. So this is one of the only mekoros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu serving as a Shliach Tzibur, teaching Moshe Rabbeinu how to be a Shliach Tzibur. And what's the word of the Pasuk? Vayavar. Hashem passed. mimel to remind the person when he comes to daven for the amma to serve as a shliach tzibur, he's called oyver lefnei hateva. The same word that's used in reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to serve, we borrow from that expression to remind us where it all comes from. Hevi doimelo, and attach yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, be like him, doimelo, serve in his, the midos, copy the midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll be successful in being a shliach tzibur. And there's also another pasuk, it says, we learn the word oiver, oiver la'asiyosan. It's very, we make a bracha, we always make a bracha before we do the mitzvah. And it's called Oiver La'asiyasan. What is Oiver La'asiyasan? It comes from a pasuk, Vayavar, we have a pasuk, let me see, no, I don't have the pasuk here. Okay, there's a pasuk that we use in reference to Oiver La'asiyasan, which tells us that the pasuk that refers to the Shechina comes down to this world, but before the Shechina comes down to this world, we have to be there in advance. It's an expression which means Zerizus. In there's a pasuk that tells us that Hashem Beroisham, the Shechina comes down to this world, but before the Shechina comes to this world, we have to pass before Hashem. We have to prepare ourselves. And we have to be makdim ourselves to be present in order to receive the bracha and the Ashras Hashem of the Shbaruch Hu. And in that pasuk, the word Vayavar is used. So the word Vayavar in that context tells us that there's an idea of the idea of preparing and coming in advance, reason magim the mitzvos, to be prepared for the Shechina. Okay, another idea. There's such a thing of called Yai Nesach. You're not allowed to drink wine, one that's not been cooked, that a goy, a non-Jew, has touched. Now we all know. Now there is a custom, we don't do this today, I don't think it's done anywhere today, but it used to be a custom among certain very, very big tzaddikim, they wouldn't even drink wine which a guy laid his eyes on. Did not touch. No touching. Just the fact the guy was present and the guy saw the wine, automatically becomes Yai Nesach. Where does that minha come from? That minhag. And there's a whole question, is that only true when the wine is exposed and the guy saw the wine, or is it true even when the guy sees the wine through a glass goblet? There was you have a glass bottle of wine, right? You go into the store, and we don't do this today. This is unheard of today to be makbid on this. We go out of our minds to be makbid on this type of things today. The guy does not touch it. But where does it come from? The answer is it comes from yesterday's daf. The Gemara talks about the bracha ayin loira asa. Elokim zulosecha yasel mechakel. We learned this not so long ago in Yeshaya. What does this refer to? So the Gemara gives a whole number of interpretations, and one of the last interpretations is it refers to. Let me find the exact words of the Gemara. My ayin loy rasa amar Yishu ben Levi ze yayin hamishumar ba'anav of misheshes meibreishes. Wine that's still in the grapes hamishesh meibreishes. Ayin loy ra'asa. It's pure. From this pasuk we learn that if the eye of a human being even sees yayin, there's some degree of contamination. It's no longer in its purest form. There's such a supernatural koyach of the eye. Fereshu Gemara. Ayin loy ra'asa, my ayin loy ra'asa, amar Rishu ben Levi, zayayin, hamishumur bi'anav, mishayishas yimei breishas, and this is going to be the reward for the tzaddikim l'asa lavo. And why do we make boy priyagofen? When we come to a simcha, it's a very mystical thing. It's raining? It's a mystical thing. We make a boy priyagofen at times of simcha, by a wedding, or by a sudas mitzvah. It's bringing us back to Olam Haba. It's bringing us back to a Adam Harishon. What do we say by Adam Harishon? We say the Shem Brachas. Gan Eden Mikedem. Gan Eden Mikedem. Kisamecha Yitzicha beGan Eden Mikedem. even we only say that nusach by a wedding, by shebrachas, but it's true, it comes in the Kiddush Friday night. When you're going back to Kesamechecha Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem, and you have a special kosher bracha, there's such an inyan that that kosher bracha should be pure, like the yayin in Gan Eden, of Yayin hamishum ba'anovav mishay shimei breishis ganedid mikedem, which ayin loyro osa. So the very least, a goy should not see that yet. So this is where that minhag comes from. It's a minhag kadmoin, which is not practical in our times to be machmir on this, but it has a makar. It's not just a mishagas. A goy can't touch yayin, so a goy can't touch yayin, a goy can't see yayin. You know, minhagim, which are extreme, is nonsense. It's not an extreme. Yayin, kitzamecha yitzricha began eden mikedem. Began eden mikedem, what is the ultimate yayin? Yayin hamashum be'anovav. Ayin loyra as, lakim zlosecha, mela, there is such a minig, not that the goy should not see the wine.
Can
I mention
the
began eden mikedem? Kedem, aha. Okay. I do not know. Now there's one more word I want to tell you, which, or at least one more word, I find this to be a very profound word. Before I just say one other short word, I want to mention this, when the Gemara talks about a chayla, kel narufan Allah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for Miriam, kel narufan Allah, a very short tefillah. So the question, and then the Gemara, then from here the Gemara learns that when you misspell for a chayla, you don't have to mention the name of the chayla. The chayla or the chayla, you don't need to mention the name. We learned from Miriam, and Moshe did not mention the name of Miriam, and he was misspell. So you do not need to mention the name of the chayla when you misspell for a chayla.
Then we have
all the commentators, and they tell us when is this true. So someone learned halacha lemais only when the chayla is present. The chayla, when Moshe was speaking, Miriam was present. So in the presence of the chayla, you don't have to mention his name. But when the chayla is not present, then you should mention their name. Other mepharshim say that only when you want to be when you misfalel to remove a tzara, you don't need to mention their name. But when you want to be misfalel that Hashem should give bracha, then you do need to mention. Difference between removing a tzara and giving bracha. Removing a tzara, you never need to mention the person's name. But to give bracha, then you do mention the person's name. That's another approach. That I always want to mention is, what name do you refer to the person? Do you refer to the person by their mother's name or by their father's name? So I told you not so long ago that it's the minhag olam that when you make a mishrech for a chayla, you say the mother's name. When you get an aliyah, you say the father's name. And why is that so? It's because anything that's physical, it's always the mother. The mother represents the gashmis. The father is spiritual. So when you're dealing with matters that relate to the physical health, it's the mother. So you say Reuven ben Sarah. But when you mention matters that are spiritual, neshama, a person gets an aliyah, Torah, or a person, let's say you're saying Yiska for the neshama and the Olam HaEmes, then you make mention of the person's father's name. So the mother is gashmis. The father is Ruchnius. That's the minhag ha'olam. I saw yesterday in preparing, I saw that some have another very interesting reason, another a whole different reason. That when you're dealing with a chayla, the reason why you mention the mother's name is because women are usually better than men. Would you believe this? Women, there is much less in Shemayim kitrug on a woman than a man. Women generally are good people. They don't cause trouble. There is no complaint. There is less complaints in heaven against a woman than there is against a man. Whatever reason, you'll say because women are more refined, or you'll say they're not chayiv in all the mitzvahs, so they don't get into more trouble.
Well, they're not in charge.
What? It's not their fault. It's not their fault, they're not in charge. There's less, generally speaking, there's much less kitrig in heaven than a man. When a person is a chayla, he's in trouble, he's sick, he's ill, he needs divine mercy. So what, you're going to mention his name? Just mentioning his name in Shemai, this guy, we're not going to go so easy on him. Do you know what he did? Oh, but he's the son of so-and-so. Oh, certainly we're not going to help him out. So when we go and mention the mother, oh, she's okay. It's unbelievable answer. It says, this is some of the v'chashvim and v'farshim, that since the mother's mother, you have a much better chance of getting what you want in Shemayim if you don't mention the men. Stay away from the men. Focus on the women. There's much less kitchuk. In Ruchnius, that we're not so desperate for those there. So there, you can give the father some credit.
I thought it was because we always know where the mother is. We don't know where the father is.
In Chazal is okay. That's interesting idea that you know the mother is a vad, the father is a safik. Right, bila sachar habal. Okay, that's another idea. I never heard of this. Another idea. I saw something yesterday for the first time. I saw this daf ala daf. He brings out, I have no idea who this person is. Sounds like one of the very gedolei apostles from the previous generations. He says, say both. Never heard that before. Both the mother and the father. We don't do this. Not, he just brings these old men hug him. They don't make cars for this. He brings. I don't know. I couldn't even remember his name. Some very long name. One of the Gedolei HaPaisim from the previous generations. Say both mother and father. Never heard that before. Never heard that. I always heard the mother. The Mino Ka'ola Mis Pashan among us is the father is named for Ruchnius. Anything that relates to Ruchnius, the father getting Aliyah. Or let's say there's a Yiskar. It's the father's name. When it comes to Gashmi, it's a bracha for Gashmi. It's always the mother. His name. That's his love. You should know, he brings in all different opinions. There's some that say, Pum Fakert. Matters of Ruchni is the mother's name, Gashmi is the father's name. We don't do that. And again, the Minik Dubo. One thing interesting is when it comes to a Matseva, I saw on some Matsevas it says on the very bottom of it is Shem Imai. And the Minik Olam is, it says the person's name on the Matseva, the name of the person, then his father's name. He never had the mother's name. Then sometimes the bottom of the Matseva is Vishem Imai, it says the mother. So I once asked a person many years ago, why does it say on the bottom of the Matseva Vishem, the name of this person's mother? So they told me, because this person's mother died in the Holocaust. And the woman does not have a kever. She was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. There's no kever. And the male became the minig that when a person dies, and if their mother didn't, even though you only write the father's name, so-and-so ben, their father, and being that their mother did not have a kever, so you put the mother's name, the Shem Imo, and that somehow is a zeich, a memorial for the mother. That's what I thought. That's what I was told. It makes sense. In other words, but what will my nafkamina? Let's say the person's mother has her own natseva, she has kavura, then there's no need to do it.
Right.
So I had a big fight with someone. Not a big fight. I had a whole discussion with someone, a heated discussion not so long ago, only a few months ago, about this, about a certain somewhere they were doing a matzeva, someone in yeshiva, a whole story, and I just looked over the matzeva, we were talking about it, and he told me, I said, what? He says, you're going to write down Hashem Eloi. I said, you only do that for someone who died, did not have kavura. So he said, what are you talking about? Nonsense. You do this for everyone. Or you could do this for everyone. It has nothing to do. So he came and he told me, this person seems to be very knowledgeable. I don't know where it comes from. That there's also such a thing that you want to give the person full credit. The name of the Matseva is his name, but his father's name. But you don't want to deny who his mother was. So on the bottom of the Matseva, some people have a minute to write, and his mother's name was so-and-so. Even though the mother has a nice, has her own Matseva. So it appears, I don't know. It was new to me because I was taught one way, and someone told me that's not necessarily so. Okay, let me tell you one more very quick one. I find this a very profound one.
Someone thinks you're going to go. Yeah. And there are all
kinds of
people, because they're not from.
Yeah.
I want you to die from my door.
From my what?
From my door.
Yeah.
You couldn't just say get out of me, the guy can't.
Yeah.
But yes, first you have to find out the dog's
mother's name. What? Find out the dog's mother's name, and then we can make him a shaberach for the dog. Okay. Okay, one more very fast part. This is a very, I find this to be a profound, profound part. The Gemara says, "Ma'isim shemaisim Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa shalach lomato eitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'chol Rabbi Noyish Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai amar lechanina bini Chanina bini mispalel for my son. My son's dying. Bike shalav rachamim v'yichye hiniach rosh ben birka v'bike shalav rachamim v'choya." So Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Chanina to be mispalel for his son. He was mispalel and he lived. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe said, if I would have davened the whole day, I wouldn't have made a dent. I wouldn't have made a dent in heaven. It's only this person, Chanina, he can do it. Ilmolich hitiach ben Zakkai and Sereisha ben Birkav kol yom kulo lo hayu mashkich ma'olav, period. Amar lo Yisra, so his wife said, does that mean that your Talmud is greater than you? Does that mean you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, are making the statement that Chanina, he knows how to daven and you don't? Amar lo Yisra, v'chi Chanina gadol mimcha. So he told his wife, no, laugh. No. My student is not greater, but here's the difference. Elo hu doime ke eve lifnei hamelech, v'ani doime ke sar lifnei hamelech. Chanina is like a servant. A servant has easy access to the king. He's always there. The secret service, they're always there. They can always talk to the president. They follow him around the whole day. What is secret service? What is he? He's no Harvard PhD. He's just a regular guy. He has good muscles, good reflexes. Okay, it's not so easy to get into the Secret Service. It's a lot of hard training you have to do to have him to be the president's Secret Service agent. But he always has access. He's an Evet Melech. I'm a Sar. I'm a senator. I'm the Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House doesn't, he has to make an appointment to speak to the president. So I have a need. I have a need. It takes time to make my request. The Eved, every other minute, could talk to the king. That's the difference. That's very nice words. But what does it really mean? Okay, it's a very nice, you say, you read the words of the Gemara, I'm a Sar, he's an Eved. I'm greater, he's not as great. But when it comes to Tefillah, he has easy access. I don't. It's nice, but what does that really mean? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have easy access. Everyone has the same access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, you mean Mispal. Okay, so you have to play around. So I saw a very, very profound answer to this question. It comes from the Naim Ali Melech. It's not really from him, it's through a story that was said about him, but the basic idea is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings difficulties to people on this world, there's a reason. And we don't understand his reasoning. If we look back in history, 100 years later, maybe then you'll get an appreciation, you'll appreciate the depth that would appear to be a tzara. It took 100 years. We now finally realize it was a very great bracha. But at the moment, it's very, very painful. At the moment. A sar is a person that's in a very high madrega. He's part of the cabinet. And sometimes the president, the king, has to issue edicts that are very harsh because the melech sees the big picture. The melech is a chacham gadol, and ultimately this will be for the benefit of society. The sar, who is on the inside, who is part of the cabinet, appreciates the depth of the decree. Why, even though now it's harsh, it will ultimately be for the benefit of society. But the Eved, the ordinary middle class citizen in society, doesn't understand this all these great Lamdish concepts. What's in it for me right now? Do I have to pay taxes? Do I have to pay taxes? Bottom line, what am I going to get out of this today, tomorrow? It's painful for me right now. That's the difference. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says that Tzara, I'm a Sar. I don't have the heritage to daven with a full heart because I am close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I understand that it's not really a tzara. It's a tzara, but don't get it wrong, but I understand why Hashem is doing this. I understand the deep, deep reason. But, and therefore, because I understand the depth of why this has to happen, for whatever reason, I'll be Kabbalah for myself, my child, I don't have the urge, the intensity to daven to have it undone. But the Eved, is not on such a madrega. He doesn't understand all these Kabbalistic inyanim. Yeah, he does want, but he can't bring himself. He can't bring himself to bring out a prayer, a heartfelt prayer with intensity, because deep down inside he understands why Hashem is doing this. He still wants us unsaved. There's got to be another way. There's got to be another way. But I can't. I understand why it's happening. I can't bring it out. The Eved, the simple person, I don't understand all these Kabbalistic. Bottom line, the guy's dying. The guy's dying. There's got to be. You can't let the guy die. Chashbonos, you have to figure out. You find another way for all your chashbonos. That's the difference. A very profound part. The Tsar is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see the big picture. The Mela, you just don't, you can't, but the Eved, Tachlis, you gotta save this guy's life. Mela, that's a way of Mahal to understand Shah. Okay, we'll stop here.